Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wasn't the only one. Also, need to go back. 401, not only does it sound like a woman, it sounds like a woman who has a crap voice.
You know, it's go ahead.
Crap voice. What? That's a,
I actually like the voice.
Fitzy, I'm looking at rushes in the TD Garden on September 12th and 14th. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to go to the Saturday show.
You should.
In case anybody wants to go.
Nope.
Okay. So I'll be there. If anybody's going to go, September 12th.
Are you getting a luxury suite?
No, I'm just getting a couple of regular seats.
Because if you got a luxury suite, I'd come eat free food and watch TV while the concert was
going. I feel like Rush is the type of band that will play for like 3 hours.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the having lost one band member, whoever they replace, I'm not sure if it's going to be like
a woman. You know, we had a texter that said that they have a new female drummer.
Oh, is that cool?
I'm being serious this time.
Okay. Yeah. I might have heard that. Wow. Yeah. I might have heard that.
What is it? Neil Peart's wife?
Annika Niles? Niels?
Oh, safe.
You know, if you got, it's kind of like, it's like you just, it's a cool experience because they use, I don't know, they use lasers in their
lasers.
So if you really want to, you know, get some
extracurricular activities.
Candy, yeah, you just kind of, just go to that place, right?
You know, maybe you should invite Razor. Because is it similar to the EDM?
It's kind of a similar vibe, right?
Yeah, he might like that.
Yeah, he might.
Whatever's going
on
there.
I'll ask him.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Paulie made me laugh in his subject line. Your guy, Ted. Paulie says, day four of me trying to finish my point.
Not today, Jerome.
Let's go, Paulie.
Not today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's falling asleep.
Paulie fell asleep. He had his chance. We'll try day five, Paulie. Give it a shot tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Friday. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Wants to talk about the Patriots' recent success. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. So I just had a quick question. And in all honesty, do you guys seriously think that the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders? I mean, just given the fact that they beat one beat-up Buffalo team, and then the rest of their wins are against bottom-of-the-barrel bum teams in the NFL. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Drake May fan. Drake May is definitely going to win a Super Bowl one day, but not with this Patriots team. Like, do you guys honestly, seriously believe that this team is a Super Bowl contending team?
I do, Steven. Let me ask you what do you think is their ceiling? What do you think they are? What is the furthest you think they can go this year?
Well,
I mean, do you think they're a playoff team? We'll start there. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With the way that Miami and
the Jets.
The Jets are playing most definitely.
Okay. Well, so then, you know, then they all they do is win three games to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, thanks for the call.
And if they're a two seed, well, they don't play the first weekend. They do.
Only the one gets the bye.
Only the one. Yeah. So they got to play three.
Super wild card Saturday.
It's just, I don't know. You look at the AFC.
Correct.
I think if the seventh seed is Jacksonville or
Houston.
You don't think you can beat those teams?
I just look at it. Give me three teams that you think they can't beat in the AFC. If the playoffs start, and I'll give you Kansas City. I think everybody goes, Mahomes, Kansas City. Is there anybody else?
No.
That's how I look at it.
When I say Super Bowl contenders, I'm talking a team that can get to the divisional round, if not the AFC championship.
But I'm even talking legit Super Bowl, because what happens if somebody knocks off the Chiefs? Oh, you had that happen in 96, right?
Thank you, Jacksonville Jaguars, for beating the Denver Broncos.
So what if, let's just say it's the Jags again. Maybe the Jags knock off the Chiefs, and then you're like, wait, we have to play the Broncos, and then we have to play the Jags. You can't beat them?
Let me tell Steven, he's sitting there, you know, do you guys really believe? It's like, did anybody believe in 1996 that team was going to go to the Super Bowl?
And in team might not have in another year. And I've been saying all along, do I think the Patriots are annual contenters any year you picked them up and put them that year? No.
No,
but
2001.
In 2025.
What about 2001? Did anybody think we were going to be a Super Bowl team in 2001?
No.
No. So, I mean, you know, Steven, anything's possible when you have a quarterback playing at MVP level. How can you say they're not when you have a quarterback that's playing at an MVP level?
But can we also add a couple other things in there, like a good coach? Like you have confidence in the coach.
Yeah.
A good offensive coach. Or how about a good run defense? And the best team in the conference right now gets by with a MVP caliber running back. Do you think that Jonathan Taylor would rush for 160 yards against
the
Patriots?
Based on what I've seen so far, no.
Okay. Patriots haven't allowed 50. Never mind 150. And that's part of the Colts' game plan he has to run for a lot of yards to allow them to play they want to play.
Yeah, it's not I don't think it's crazy to suggest that.
It isn't. And I'm the biggest, like, wet blanket hater, whatever the hell you want to call it, Fitzy, but just look at it logically. I don't think there's three teams you can list right now that you don't think the Patriots can beat.
Anything possible!
There are three teams that I think would give the Patriots hell, that I think would be a tooth and nail, as of right now. We'll see how the Ravens look again tonight after they take on the Dolphins. But Chiefs, Bills, and Colts. Those are the three teams that I think would be tooth and nail. But what am I going to do? Walk into that saying, make the other team a 10-point favorite and, you know, let's just see if it happens. They're not going to be 12.5-point dogs like you guys were against the greatest show on turf.
You already beat the Bills.
I hope the Bills beat the Chiefs so, oh.
You all right?
Well, partly so to make me go to 8-1, but it would really give a lot of credibility to the Patriots' win over the Bills, right? I just think it would validate the Patriots even more if the Bills were able to beat the Chiefs, obviously, because the Patriots have already beaten the Chiefs. I mean, the Bills.
Okay, so last night on NBC Sports Boston, you had Albert Breer and Phil Perry talking about the trades, talking about Keon White, and Albert Breer offered something up that then Phil Perry piggybacked on that I think is fascinating.
This is an interesting one, too.
Because I think if it were up to Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick alone, Keon White might have been their first round pick.
He was
23.
He was
and not Christian Gonzalez. Like, I think if it were up to Bill, it would have been Keon White. He had to be talked out of that one, and they wind up taking Gonzalez, and obviously it worked.
Part of the reason they traded down, if you remember, they traded down in the first round that year, was because they felt good about taking either Christian Gonzalez or Keon White in the first round, because both were there for them when they traded down. They were okay running the risk of losing either one.
So, am I the only one that this felt like significant new information? I didn't know any of this.
I didn't know this either.
Like, 3 years later, I didn't know any of this.
Doesn't surprise me, because I think he was kind of off the reservation already.
Yeah. Yeah, but it
in his decision-making?
Is another example of that. And, you know, the lovers, the supporters, the stizzes of the world will point to, well, didn't he draft Gonzalez? Yeah, he didn't want to, apparently. Now, my one hesitation here is, and tell me if I'm wrong to have this hesitation.
And that,
hesitation,
to me, was kind of an obvious choice.
Yeah, I didn't like the trade down.
Christian Gonzalez was supposed to be maybe a top 10. So it wasn't like the hardest decision to make.
Wait,
so,
and it also took the Washington Commanders making the worst draft pick ever, taking Emmanuel Forbes before the Patriots got Gonzo, for Gonzo to slip to the Pats.
But why is this? Why are we hearing this now?
I don't get it.
It's a little weird to me. And weird.
Well, because Keon White was just traded.
You know, but if you had this information, like, did they just get this information, or did they have it and they sat on it until Keon White was traded?
I don't think you want to say it until he's off the roster. Like, because, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, no, because my example is when they drafted Lawrence Maroney in the first round, Bill flat out told us at the podium when they drafted Chad Jackson the next day, we considered taking Chad with the first round pick, and now we're just happy we got both players we wanted to take.
Well, that's like how you pump a guy up. You know,
we could have had that with Keon White, and we didn't. How come we didn't? If you were so gung-ho to take him, and then you were so happy to get him in the second round.
Oh, why didn't Bill flex his muscle?
Yeah, why didn't you say you got two first round picks that year?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me, Bill Belichick, my big old chest out there. I got two first round picks because this league's so stupid. I got a corner and a pass rusher. Good luck, suckers.
Yeah.
This is weird to me, the timing.
Well,
of this.
Andy, listen, you guys know I support Bill all the time, and
you did.
You know, listen,
you used to.
Of course, there's a few things that have been crazy, but would you agree with the fact that there is blood in the water now surrounding Bill, and that people are just looking to take pot shots?
Yes.
Who was that woman at her? Was it the
Mary
reporter?
Kay Cabot?
Yeah, like,
I believe
Cleveland lady.
Is it pot shots if he was just taking shots at these people behind the scenes for years?
No.
Is it a pot shot?
They have the hammer now, and they're using it.
What's the problem?
But I do just think the timing of this is interesting, but the information is very interesting and telling as to why Bill lost his way. Because Christian Gonzalez, I'm sorry, everybody on the planet thought he was one of the top two corners in the draft. It was the guy that went to Seattle, Weatherspoon, and Christian Gonzalez were top 10 projections. Yeah. And Bill is like, whatever. If we don't get Gonzalez, we'll get. And they needed a corner. Fitzy, you remember, we were talking about it forever. We were doing the draft show live. We were all having a party, and I was all hopped up on energy drinks and that whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't even imagine what our reaction would have been if they traded down. Christian Gonzalez is on the board, and they announced Keon White to the Patriots.
You'd have what's his name?
Out in LA
going, Georgia Tech. What? Sean McVay would be like, Georgia Tech, Tennessee.
Cole Strange. We didn't even have him on the board.
This would have been similar.
This would have been the same reaction.
And they lucked out, or they. That's the other thing. Maybe somebody did a really good job convincing Bill. I don't know if that's Matt.
Can
Groh
I also, Andy? Can whoever. I bring up
Bill? If you take your meds yet?
Slap.
You and I were on the live draft show in 2022 when they took Cole Strange and lost our collective
Tennessee
proverbial minds.
Yep.
But if
they hadn't screwed around and let Bill take Trent. Cole Strange, or he and Matt Patricia hadn't decided that was who to take. If they had just gone chalk and taken Trent McDuffie, you end up with a Pro Bowl, if not All-Pro caliber corner a year in advance, and then you're taking an offensive lineman in 2012. Like, there was such a cascading series of bad decisions made with the first and second round.
And the worst
so
one,
many.
If you believe this
so many
report,
bad ones.
The worst one, he was saved by somebody or some group of somebodies who talked him out of this. Because this would have been the worst one. Because you ended up with a true all-pro player. Like, the way we look at it
who,
now.
Who was my guy from Arizona State that was pretty bad, though? The receiver. Come on.
Oh, N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry.
Oh, yeah, there's a
bad.
Ton of them. They needed a lot more talking Bill out of his decisions. And, yeah. You know, but at least they won this one, and we got Christian Gonzalez, and now they're a Super Bowl contender. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.